1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you, no matter where. And the great state of Arizona, you're listening to Rosie on the House. That is the universal toll-free line as we go to Mike and Mesa.
It is the no-shutdown special edition of Rosie on the House. We are here for you.
And we're here for Mike and Mesa. Welcome to the program, sir.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Here's my situation, a real quick history. Trees have been in the ground. I have four of them, been in the ground about 12 years. Two citrus, one sumac, and one fruitless olive. When I put them in, I had them planted. They were all 24-inch trees. I ran a 3/4-inch PVC to them for watering. In the cool parts of the year, once a week. And in the hot parts of the year, also once a week, but I'd water them early in the morning, water soaks in, then I'd water them again in the afternoon and let the water, it would sit there and soak in for a long time. Now, one tree, the olive tree, has gotten big enough where it started butting up against my my bubbler head, so I was going to move it the other day. Started moving all the rock around, got to it. And lo and behold, I got about three or four pretty good-sized roots that are hugging the surface. And I'm wondering, have I underwatered this tree? And are these roots, as they move around, it's about 11 feet from my house or anything. Is this thing ever going to cause me any problems?
Well, there's never any way to know that absolutely for sure. If it's 11 feet from the house and it's a fruitless olive, that's not a huge tree. I'd say you're generally okay. However, roots proliferating on the surface of the soil is an indication that you aren't watering as deeply as maybe you think you are.
Right.
So you need to let the water run longer as opposed to shorter, and then obviously, if you do that, you can do it less often. So concentrate on trying to water. Move that bubbler for sure. Get that away from the trunk. And maybe make, if you've got a basin or a well, if you're using a bubbler, you're running water pretty fast as opposed to a dripper. So you got to have some way to hold the water, some type of tree well or a basin. Get that out as wide as the canopy of the tree if you can, and then try and crank those. I'd take those little bubbler heads and crank the screw on top of them down relatively tight so they're not just gushing water out, and make that run for an hour or two if you can, real slow, so it just slowly fills that basin up. So that'll get the water, and then test the water with a stake or a rebar or something you can shove down in the ground. You ought to be getting water down 2 to 3 feet deep. So that's how long you need to run it. You'll know if you're getting it 2 to 3 feet deep, because that's the only way you're going to be able to shove a stake into the ground is if it's wet.
People are surprised how much water it takes to put a half-inch rebar 2 feet in the ground. It takes a lot of water. A
couple hundred gallons, probably.
Yeah, it does.
Yep. And not at once, because it'll all run off.
Well, slowly. It should take maybe several hours.
Drip hour, a couple.
Or
you can't just turn the hose on full blast.
No, because it'll just, our hard ground, it's just going to run off after a while. So, yeah, you got to slow it down and get it down. And like I say, take a piece of rebar and shove it in the ground. Not with a hammer. You shouldn't have to hammer it in. You should be able to kind of just gently lean on it, and it should go in.
You know, it wasn't very long ago, this monsoon season, our area of Arizona got almost 3 inches of rain in one monsoon dump.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I went outside as soon as the rain stopped and see how far I could sink a shovel in the ground. I could only sink a shovel in the ground about 6 inches.
Yeah, because it came so fast.
Yes.
that a lot of it just ran off.
Yeah. Oh, I was really surprised.
It's fall. There's literally nothing we can't be doing in our gardens right now.
Well, right. Literally not. There's some things that we shouldn't do because it's going into winter, and you know, there are certain crops. We get a lot of people that want to plant tomatoes and peppers this time of year. You know, unless you're prepared to cover them keep them from freezing this winter, or if you're a snowbird and it's the only time you're here, you know, it's really the wrong time of year to be planting tomatoes and peppers now. We plant leafy things and we plant root crops this time of year. It's a great time of year to plant citrus fruits, citrus trees coming up, and of course any tree and shrub, and My favorite thing this time of year is geraniums. So
time you to like plant the color?
Things. I love geraniums because it means summer's over.
Any sign of summer's over is a good sign after how many days over 110 did we have this time?
I don't know that was so bad this year, but we had the hottest summer on record, average temperature-wise.
Yeah, that was fun, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Time for geraniums.
Keeps the riffraff out, as they say.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Standing outside of his booth right now, we've got two gentlemen from Pella Windows and Doors. We're going to be talking window replacements the next 2 hours. Rosie's favorite soapbox. And he's got two guys in here. Are they going to back you up?
Two-hour soapbox, baby. 2-hour non-shutdown soapbox. But what could be better than that?
A win last week from LSU, you know, but that's
or
a
win
story.
This week in Dallas. ASU beating Notre Dame would be really,
that would be good too.
That would be really
but
sweet.
It's not here before the soapbox is over, so stay tuned for 2 hours of soapbox. Julie Murphy of the Arizona Farm Bureau, thanks again for joining us in studio. Back in the Garden Hour next Saturday at 8 a.m.
That wraps up another hour of the Lawn and Garden segment on the Rosie on the House show. Stay tuned for the House and Home Focus segment as we put away the pruners, pick up the paintbrushes, throw away the shovels, and break out the shim shingles. We'll cover everything from foundations, chimney caps, windows and countertops, to painting and plumbing, plus whatever project you're tackling at your house. We're ready to take your calls right now at 1-888-ROSIE4U.